Hello mga idol at welcome sa Buhay Banda Diaries, ang podcast kung saan pag-uusapan natin ang mga storya, mga struggle at mga success ng iba't ibang personalidad mula sa Philippine band scene. Ako si Joe Alang, inyong host, at tulad ng nakaraang episode, isa na namang first ang episode natin ngayon. Ang first time na ang makakausap natin ay nasa ibang bansa. That's right, siya si Richard Padua ng mga bandang Invicted at ang bago niyang banda Breath of the Sun, at kasalukuyan siyang nasa Canada. Kaya sa time differences, nirecord ko itong interview nung umaga habang gabi naman doon sa kanila. So sa episode na to, pag-usapan namin ang iba't ibang mga naging banda niya at ilang mga experiences at learnings niya over the years habang nagbabanda. Sasaglit din kami sa buhay niya sa Canada at kung paano niya nabuo mula doon ang Breath of the Sun. And of course, sa huli ay magbibigay siya ng ilang advice para sa mga balak bumuo ng banda. Disclaimer lang, majority ng episode na to ay English, so pagpasensyahan niyo na ang English ko, alright? So let's dive in. Here's episode number 9 with Richard Padua. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, what's up? Glad to be here.
Yo, I got something. Check this out. All right. Yeah, I mean, I do that for every guest, you know, warm welcome. Anyway, man, how are you doing there? I mean, especially ngayon na may COVID sa buong mundo.
Well, I'm doing all right, you know, just like everyone else, just trying to get by and you know, struggling.
Well, you know, it's good that, you know, you made progress there in Canada. You've been there for 3 years, correct?
Yes, tama.
3 years, all right. Let's get into the talk. You're mostly known here in the Philippines as the guitarist and frontman for Invicted, right? Formerly Incarcerated. Right. Pero bago tayo pumunta doon, I'd like to get back to your roots. So can you tell us, how did you start getting into music and how did you know na yun talaga ang gusto mong gawin?
I'll try to summarize this in you know, a short, like, if I can summarize this whole thing. Nagsimula siya actually when I was a kid. I'd, you know, tag along with my dad and he'd like chuck cassettes into the car. You know, you remember those days back in the mid or late 90s when cassettes was still a thing?
Yes, of
course. Whenever we'd go around town, he would like put on Guns N' Roses, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath.
Awesome. So and your dad was a heavy metal fan na pala right from the get-go.
Well, sort of, but he was more into like classic rock and stuff.
Classic rock.
Yeah, mahilig siya talaga sa classic rock and dahil sa kanya, na-introduce niya ako sa Guns N' Roses and I just fell in love with their music just right away. And fast forward to when I was a teenager, I knew I wanted to play guitar kasi naiingit ako sa mga kasama ko. Kasi they were all starting to play guitar around this time and I was like, wouldn't that be super cool if I picked up the guitar? And so I did. And it was a lot of 2000s music, I guess. And Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, was the band that, you know, like was the one that made me want to pick up the guitar.
I see. Grunge.
Yeah.
What other records influenced you during that time? So there was Guns N' Roses, there was Nirvana. What else?
I think at around the same time, Slipknot was a big influence, and Limp Bizkit too.
The new metal guys.
Yeah, the new metal guys. But Limp Bizkit was the only new metal I was listening to back then. Yun lang.
So, yun nga, so these bands influenced you to pick up the guitar eventually, no? Now, did you ask yung parents mo na, "Uy, pa, pabili naman ng gitara kasi gusto ko na mag-gitara." I mean, how did that happen?
Definitely. I did beg my parents, like, get me a guitar, you know, like, because I had no money and I was still going to school. And yeah, I did get a guitar, actually, for Christmas that same year, 2004.
Yeah. Okay. How many years did it take for you para makabuo or makasali sa isang banda from the time na nakuha mo yung first guitar mo?
I think wala pang dalawang taon eh. I had like my first high school group during fourth year high school. But we didn't last long. It was just a high school thing doing covers. Magbalik, Kalya Lili.
Classic, man. Classic yon.
Yep.
Pag tinugtog mo yun, ano eh, instant chick magnet ka na eh, di ba? During that time.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Like, everyone, like, knew what how to play the intro. Everyone knew the chord progression. And everyone wanted to, like, play it for intrums or, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, it was an instant panty dropper back in the day. Di ba? Oh, ayos yun.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So, nung nalaman ng mga parents mo na nagbabanda ka, what was the reaction? Because I've interviewed some people na sinabi nila na, you know, mix eh. Some were like, ayun, ba'y ka nagbabanda? And then there are some na very supportive. How was it with your family?
They weren't really into it. I mean, they were not really supportive. They, you gotta finish school first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you gotta keep your grades up. Di ako papayag na magbabanda ka, not unless if you, like, you know, pass your exams.
Did you reason, you know, with stuff them, like that, or, you know, you just kept pushing forward behind their backs?
Yeah, I did. I was a rebellious teenager. I mean, I did reason out with them. I'm like, no, this is what I want to do. I mean, you can't stop me, blah, 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 blah. Ganun lagi.
Okay, so since we're on the topic, I'd like to ask then, suppose you weren't a musician or suppose na hindi ka nahilig sa music, do you see yourself becoming someone else? Or halimbawa, before ka na into music, did you aspire to be someone else? Did you aspire to do something else than, you know, play music?
I think when I was a kid, gusto ko maging police.
Police.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only thing I can remember. Mm-hmm. But I think gusto ko din maging piloto.
Wow.
Or somewhere along those lines. But it never did happen, so yeah. Or a lawyer, probably. I could lawyer. Have gone to law school. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny because, you know, parang halos pareho lang tayo ng kid aspirations natin, you know. Yung si Ermat laging kinukwento sa akin every now and then. Na nung bata ako, gusto kong maging police. Kung hindi naman police, sabi niya, natatawa pa siya, gusto ko maging bombero, kaya astronaut, or janitor, you know, stuff like that. So, lang, good shit lang. Okay, so, now you have a guitar, now you're playing into bands. So, punta na tayo sa mga banda mo, no? Your first band was in high school, tama? Ito yung mga covers. And this didn't last long, like you said, right? Pero, what was the first band na talagang umabot kayo sa nag-gig?
Oh, yeah. Ang first band ko is Vox of Day from Binyan.
Mm.
And we did a lot of Lamb of God covers and some original songs on the side as well. Yun yung first time na na-expose ako sa mga gigs sa underground scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew from there.
Okay. Your previous band was, ano no, yung high school band and then Vox of Day again. How was that jump? Kasi, di ba, yung the high school band was, di ba, yung mga covers na hindi pa naman metal. And then suddenly, you're part of this band that plays Lamb of God covers. So how was that transition?
It was pretty natural. I mean, I did like metal from the start. I liked heavy music. So it was like a natural transition. It didn't feel awkward or anything. Natural lang siya, so.
Okay. Any memorable gigs with Vox of Day or recording experiences? Were you able to record some, you know, demos or EPs?
Yes, we did record a single song demo. Isa lang siya. Ni-record namin siya sa along the highway somewhere sa may Binyan, malapit sa alma mater ko. Funny story. Southville, 2011. Think February 2011. Gig, katabi sa may pool na may lumot.
Oh my God.
It stink like hell.
So
I mean,
it wasn't an actual venue. Parang makeshift venue lang siya, yung gig na yun.
Clubhouse na may pool sa katabi.
Oh.
Tapos I think may katabi pa siyang basketball court on the other side.
Shit. I can imagine. A distract yun.
Yeah, and like, it was like 6 feet away from yung pinaka stage namin, it was like 6 feet away from the pool that had like all the
Ilumot.
Really nice yummy
Did a lot of people turn up for that gig? I mean, how was it for them?
A lot of guys got drunk. Ito kasi yung time na ano, pre-promote pa yung ano, Manila Beer, if you can remember Manila Beer.
Yeah, vaguely. Uh-huh.
The red beer and the green beer. Yun oh. yung ano namin nun eh. Yan ata yung parang promo sa Manila Beer. So, beer was cheap then, I think like 25 pesos isang bote or something. Tapos maraming case, maraming yellow. So, yep. A lot of guys did turn up for that show.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of guys ended up drunk.
Yeah. And sa Laguna lang to naganap. South Binyan.
This was 2011, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you last with that band?
I think I stayed with them for a year. Isang taon lang ako sa kanila.
So, what happened? What caused the exit?
I'm not gonna get into detail, but I think yung sa amin at that time, yung mindset namin, we weren't really working out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to grow as a musician, so I, you know, did other things as well. And they agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Pero up until the present, I'm still really good friends with the guys. I saw them on my last visit. Netong huli lang nung umuwi ako, I saw them on my last visit. And yeah, it was great to hang out with those guys again.
Oh, that's good. Now you parted on good terms, right?
Yes, yeah.
But that was 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was in 2011, right? And I'm sure that 9 years later, you've changed so much as a musician, as a person. Now, what are the learnings, the lessons that you've picked up from your experience with that band?
I wish I was more open musically, I guess, mm-hmm. and being more open-minded and acting like a mature individual and not like having a hissy fit every time.
Oh, okay.
I was that guy. But anyways, what I did learn from them was, I guess they kind of like gave me the blueprint on how to write my own songs.
Okay.
For the bands that came after them.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I mean, there's a lot of things that I've learned from those guys I just can't really mention right now because they're just at the tip of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the main things. Blueprint for writing a song. Being more open-minded and like being open with your bandmates. Like if you wanted to write a song together, because writing a song together in a unit is different if you're the only songwriter. Yeah.
Let's stay here for a while because I'm interested to know na, yun nga, nabanggit mo na back then you weren't as open-minded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you weren't as open-minded, do you mean if they want to try something like this and then you'll be like, no, I want it like this, parang ganon, musically open-minded, collaboratively open-minded? What was the mindset?
Being collaborative with you know, four other guys in a band is very important. I mean, especially if you have a band, let's say, for example, if you guys have brothers as bandmates, like one guy's a guitar player, one guy's a drummer. They work differently compared to like five individuals that have never met before.
Okay.
You got to listen to those guys because those guys are like the foundation for a band, especially if they're brothers. Like you got to listen to what they say, what their suggestions are. And if you're willing to like open up to it, then it's a win-win situation for everybody. But in my case, I really wasn't like that because I felt like, I don't know how to put this. I don't want to be rude or anything, mm-hmm. but things were not really exactly happening my way.
Okay. But that was 9 years ago again, diba? Parang matagal na yon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ever since, mm-hmm. again, you've learned those lessons and you've grown as a musician, as a person, right? Now,
yes, I'm sure everyone else these past 9 years have also learned a lot of things.
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, kahit naman ako eh. I mean, 9 years ago, you know, I always tell myself this minsan pag, you know, pag nasa reflective mood ako, I always tell this, mm-hmm. na 9 years ago in 2011, if I can see myself 9 years ago, sabihin natin yung 2011 Joel nandito sa, in this same room, I would have slapped the shit out of him. That guy was really immature. again, through a lot of fits, doesn't know how to stop pagdating sa mga rants. Walang preno, alam mo yung walang preno pag may na-offend, blah, blah, blah. And yung angas niya wala sa lugar. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm gonna slap the shit out of this kid if I met him. Pero, you know, that was 9 years ago. And I always tell myself naman na our growth paths, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Minsan, kailangan tayo naman sa ganun, may faces tayo na ganyan. And, you know, everybody grows up eventually, man. So, at least, the important thing is that nare-recognize mo yung mga errors mo noon. And then, now you're a changed person. You've learned a lot of things, right? Now, let's move on. So, after Vox of Day, what was your next band?
Another college-based group. We changed our name. It was called the Machine Gun Theory at first.
And then
we changed it to Tomorrow Shall Burn.
Tomorrow Shall Burn. So what did you play here? What genre? Same?
Metalcore, I guess. Something close to the lines of bands like As I Lay Dying.
Mm.
You know, the Dropsy bands.
Yeah. The Killswitch Engages, the As I Lay Dyings, the...
Yeah. Somewhere along those lines.
How was this different from Vox of Day? From a musical standpoint and from a collaborative standpoint with the other guys?
Well, it's kind of the same and different at the same time. Kasi yung drummer namin dun sa Tomorrow Shall Burn is the same drummer sa Vox of Day.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I think around this time, na-apply na namin yung collaborative effort with other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We had that going. And yeah.
What about from a musical standpoint? Like if Vox of Day was this, well, I mean, what differentiated Tomorrow Shall Burn from Vox of Day musically?
Vox of Day was more groove oriented, almost like Lamb of God to a certain degree, but they have their own sound. And pero dito sa Tomorrow Shall Burn, it's a little more different. It's a little more melodic. And somewhere along those lines, like it's a melody-driven band, I think. Yeah, something like that.
How long did you last with this band?
A year. I mean, there's always a recurring theme with every band I've been with up until this point. Every year. Yeah, we lasted for a year.
Wait, so you lasted there for a year or the band as a whole lasted for a year?
The band lasted as a whole for a year.
Oh, okay. So what happened?
Well, I wasn't happy with the progress. I wanted it to be more old school, more brutal, more technical.
Mm-hmm.
So I called it quits when, you know, playing with that band.
So during this time, is it safe to say na personally as a musician, may hinahanap ka na talagang tunog?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after this band, what came next?
Incarcerated.
Okay, so we're in Incarcerated now. Okay, so tell me how that band started. Kasi for a lot of guys, including me, that's the band that you're most known for. That's your baby, eh, diba? That's your project.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did that start?
After Tomorrow Shall Burn, me and yung isang guitar player ko si Jason, naghahanap kami ng drummer that could do blast beats and do double kicks and stuff and play clean. So, he knew just the guy, si Andrew Barabat.
Man, I miss that guy, si Andrew Barabat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey. All right, so anyway, so yun nga. So, you got introduced to Andrew?
I think nagiinom lang kami somewhere sa may, ano, sa Pasita.
Mm-hmm.
And then, napag-usapan na namin na this coming Friday, mag-songwriting tayo, first jam, first cover, whatever. Get acquainted with one another. And ayun, tatlo lang kami nun. And then we got our bass player na Tiga Kabuyaw. Tapos yung si Aaron, yung first vocalist namin, siya yung nagvo-vocal sa amin nun. Five piece kami at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think after 2 years, di namin alam kung umalis ba siya or what. But I think umalis siya. And ako na lang
what
nag-vocals.
Mean, like, siyang nag-MIA na lang, ganun?
Nag-awol? I think he wasn't feeling it anymore. Nag-awol.
Oh, okay.
Pero I'm still good friends with everyone else.
Mm-hmm. right, 2 years in and, you know, you lost a vocalist. And I didn't know this, pare, kasi when I knew Incarcerated, or as it's known now, Invicted, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I knew you guys, ikaw na yung ano eh, ikaw na yung vocalist eh, your vocals and guitar eh, right? So,
yeah,
that happened when you lost your original vocalist.
Yeah, that wasn't the plan though. I mean, wala sa plano yun na magiging vocalista ako. At that point, I think na bago kami nag-relaunch as a band ulit, nawalan kami ng lahat ng members. Umalis yung original guitar player, umalis yung bassist. So, dalawa lang kami ni Andrew. And nakahanap na kami ulit after. I mean, I'm not gonna mention the names of the guys who joined and then left after, but shout out to everyone who's listening. You know who you are. So anyways, sabi ko at that time, kailangan natin makahanap ng vocalista ulit, yung magaling.
Mm.
And then, sabi ni Andrew, why are we gonna look for someone else? I mean, we all know that you could do it. Why don't you do it and play guitar at the same time? I'm like, are you kidding me? No, I can't do it. Then 3 months later, I did it.
So what pushed you to eventually take the role of vocals then?
I had no choice, basically. I really didn't have a choice. I mean, I wanted the band to keep on going, and I had no choice, and I just said, oh nga, sige na lang, I'm gonna do it. It would save us a whole lot of time looking for a new guy, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, ano, Andrew had the point, like, we'll do it right now, para kapag practice natin every session, you'll get better and better,
mm-hmm.
and di na natin kailangan maghanap pa. So, yeah, at first it was very tough kasi growling and screaming and playing guitar at the same time is not easy. It feels like nahahati yung utak mo.
Right.
Like, I'm sure you can relate too, right? I mean, you're a bass player and you did vocals for Afterlife too, right? So, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know. It's hard. It's hard minsan kasi, di ba, kung mag-focus ka sa bass, biglang mawawala ka sa lyrics, mawawala ka sa tono. Now, if you focus on yung tono, yung lyrics, biglang, ay, mali-mali na pala pinipindot ko.
Yeah.
So it's hard, yeah. It is.
It's gotten pretty difficult mm-hmm. since then. But I got accustomed to like playing guitar and singing at the same time.
Right.
The workload became a whole lot more because you're starting to like pay attention to the lyrics that you're writing. And you're the only guy that can write the riffs right now because what was once like a partnership between guitar players writing a riff, it's now just only one guy doing it. So, yeah.
So basically, kayo ni Andrew, you two were the driving force behind the band, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. We are, I guess, the brains of Invicted, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I say Andrew would come up with like drum patterns and he would like structure the whole thing and I would just come up with riffs or, you know, parts that fit or layers and stuff like that. The vocals can come later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, me and him working together back in the day, we had a good songwriting partnership.
Okay. So usually who comes up with what first? I mean, how was the process usually between the two of you? Si Andrew ba mauuna or ikaw mauuna?
Depends on the time actually. Kasi spontaneous lagi. He would come up with random drum patterns sometimes and he would send it over to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would have a riff, then my idea siya dito sa certain part ng song, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I just go to his house and then we just work on something together.
Okay, so kayo yung main songwriting tandem behind Invicted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time for you to bring in new guys, a new bass player, a new guitarist, how were they able to fit into the mold of Invicted, knowing na yung mga kanta is ikaw at saka si Andrew ang gumawa? Did you tutor them directly or did they bring their own flavor to the songs that you wrote?
We never asked the guys to like play the parts the way how previous members played.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, si Jesse yung guitar player ko dun sa Invicted.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with your own guitar solo sa part na to. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like do your own thing, put your own spin. Tapos si LJ naman, yung naging bass player namin at that time, mm-hmm. all the songs were already written. So we'd ask him, like, put in your own twist in there. We trust you. We know your skill level. So it's fine.
Okay. Now, nung pumasok yung mga bagong members, and I'm sure you didn't stop writing songs when you had new members, right?
Yes.
before you had new members, kayo muna ni Drew ang nagsusulat. Now you have two other members. So from that point on, was the songwriting process more collaborative between the four of you, I mean? Or kayo pa rin ni Andrew ang nagbabatuhan ng ideas and then tsaka na lang papasok yung ibang members?
Kami pa rin ni Andrew yung mga main stuff, pero yung mga minor tweaks after, they would suggest like parts of a song that needs to be changed or whatever. Yun lang.
Okay. How is Invicted different from, you know, your previous bands, the two bands you mentioned before? Kasi I've heard you guys play. And, you know, you're describing na yung isa Lamb of God, yung isa more of As I Lay Dying. This was more death metal talaga, straight up death metal, right?
Sort of death metal. A lot of thrash influences there too. It's not only just death metal. We drew influences from different places. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have our own unique take on our version of metal, I think. Mm-hmm. For Invicted, as a musician, I've grown a whole lot because we wrote a lot of stuff on our demos. Mm-hmm. And I think we had like other songs that were not used. But anyways, I'm digressing. What I mean to say is we wanted to have our own take and version of our metal version, right? So we drew influences from, you know, Death, Warbringer, mm-hmm. Havoc, Psilosis, and a whole lot of other stuff. And we try to explore the different avenues of how heavy we could be mm-hmm. with maybe just a simple riff or a drum beat, etc., etc.
All right, so we'll talk more about Invicted, and of course, later on, we're going to discuss your brand new project there in Canada. All of that and more after this short break. Okay, so let's go back dun sa minention mo kanina kasi you've mentioned that you've recorded some demos and whatnot, right? What were some of the recording experiences that Invicted had? How many releases did you have pala? Sorry.
We have a single EP with 3 songs in it. It's available on SoundCloud.
All right.
But we did have a lot of other stuff that we did not release because they were not good enough for our catalog. Mm-hmm. In terms of recording experience, it was mostly done at home. So
wow.
I'd go to Andrew's place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd go to Andrew's house and he'd like set up a Cubase or something like that. And then we just started recording. Mm-hmm. Then we did a lot of, you know, post-processing and mixing there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of budget constraints and time constraints, right? I mean, if you were going to go to like some big name studio, you have to be willing to put out a certain amount of cash, mm-hmm. which we didn't have at that time. So everything was DIY from the get-go.
But it's a good thing na si Andrew may recording interface pala. That allowed you guys to eventually release some material, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
That's great. Ayun, so Invicted is still active right now, right?
Yeah, not gigging-wise, but musically, I think we've taken a second break again because mm-hmm. we're prepping up to write a full album. I've actually started writing a couple riffs for Invicted para sa bagong album. And for me personally, I want it to be like a departure from our previous records.
Wow. Okay, that got me excited. In what way?
Like, yeah.
What influences are you taking for this album?
I'm listening to a lot of like dark stuff, like scores, mm-hmm. music scores. I can't name the source of the scores, but they're like horror movie, like sound effects or
okay.
scary orchestra kind of music and black metal.
Wow.
I'm trying to get ideas from that kind of music.
Wow.
Also, for, I guess me and Andrew, we both decided that we're gonna have some slower songs.
Okay.
Because if you can play fast for every song, it's like a one-trick pony.
Tiring,
there's no
right?
growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were playing a song that was like 180 beats per minute, it's not so fast. It's not too fast. It's not crazy in terms of speed, but it allows you to have a more dynamic approach to songwriting. I mean,
exactly.
There's a lot of space that is opening up, and it is up to songwriters to like fill up the spaces with layers of synths or guitar parts that can make it sound full and whole. I mean, you can sound heavy without being too fast. It's possible. I mean, I was listening to Woods of Ypres, Type O Negative, and Crowbar like a few weeks back, and I got the idea like, we're not going to play super slow like Crowbar or Type O Negative, but the idea is there. You could be slow and be heavy at the same time.
It's like the Metallica shift, right? From the Fresh albums and then into the Black album, something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah, open up a lot of like open spaces that you could fill with a synth or acoustic guitar or whatever. Mm-hmm. And also allows you to like take advantage of those big open spaces. You could take advantage of that where you could like make it sound like it's a black metal track or horror movie scores, etc.
That's good that the band is still active, especially because right now you're in Canada. Of course, medyo mahirap mag-gig, di ba? Kasi tuwing babalik sa Pilipinas, no ka lang makapag-gig. Pero at least the band is still moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, aside from Invicted, while you're there in Canada, you also built a new project, right?
Yeah.
So let's get into that new project. It's called Breath of the Sun.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me more about Breath of the Sun. How did this start?
Breath of the Sun was actually like the brainchild of JC and I. I mean, JC, the yung vocalista namin. Mm-hmm. Before we even formed this band, kinukuha ito sa akin ng mga common friends namin na nung nasa Pilipinas pa ako, sabi nila, you're going to Canada, di ba? You gotta hook up with JC, like do something with him. And ayun, so kasi at this point, I haven't like officially met JC, but I've heard of him. I've heard stories of how good of a vocalist he is. And I was interested because I heard some of their recordings from his previous band and his voice was just exactly what I was looking for. So I drove up there like 2 hours away up north. We had a beer and then we discussed like the potential of like collaborating together.
Hold on. So was this in Canada? You met him in Canada?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I officially met him here in Canada, but I knew of him nung nasa Pilipinas pa ako.
Okay. So, ayun nga. So, you drove up to him, you guys had a couple of beers, and then that's when the brainchild for Breath of the Sun emerged, correct?
Yes, that's right. We started writing material in 2018, November, I think, but it didn't really work out because we didn't have any good ideas what would make our, you know, what would define what Breath of the Sun was. So we just left it at that. And we were busy with our lives too. I mean, I was working a lot back then, like 14 hours every day for 21 days straight. And then 1 week off and then go back to work again for 14 hours, 21 days. Mm-hmm. So it was very hard to like manage a lot of the music stuff that was going on.
Yeah, that must have been grueling, right?
Yeah.
14 hours, my God.
14 hours every day, just welding,
grabe,
grinding.
Buksak ka na nun at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And winter time too, so it was like crazy cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Iba rin, no? Kasi this is the first time that you're experiencing winter, so 14 hours a day, and then on top of that, the winter cold, sobrang...
Yeah, and outdoors pa yung work sites namin. Oh, so, grabe. Yeah, it was crazy
that
cold.
That was very taxing, I could imagine.
Yeah.
So yun nga, so medyo shinelf niya muna siya for a while. And then, when was the point when you decided na, uy, buhayin ulit natin to?
It just came naturally on its own because the song that we just released today was actually just meant for a demo video of my tube amp. Mm-hmm. That's all it was. But then, you know, JC said he's going to put vocals on top. And I was like curious to find out how he was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me like a rough recording, like cell phone recording of the whole thing. And then we scheduled for a session for him to come over to my house and do vocals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was during the mixing stage, kinausap ko si Yek Cardinal. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with Yek, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the greatest drummers ever to have come from the Philippines.
Yep.
Mortal Fear. I asked him to join and he obliged.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ayun, we got that done, yung vocals, guitars, and then I needed another guitar solo. So, si Kenneth, yung isang guitarista ko sa Breath of the Sun, he actually like gave a really nice satisfying solo at the end of the track.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So now you got four guys working on Breath of the Sun, right? Kasi dalawa kayo ni JC sa Canada. And then you have Yek, who's in, where's Yek based right now? States?
He's States, Henderson, Nevada, States, just outside of Las Vegas.
Okay. And then you got Kenneth, who's in Caloocan, right? I mean, I'm looking
at Caloocan. The description
right now for your video for the single, which is called War of the Aeons. So,
yes.
Guys, sa mga nakikinig, please do check that out. I just listened to it before this recording and kasi bagong-bago eh. And it's great. I gotta tell you, it's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ayun nga, so you got four guys working on Breath of the Sun, right? So yung dalawa, si Yek and si Kenneth, are they full-time members already of Breath of the Sun? Because you did mention na Breath of the Sun is mainly a Canada-based band, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So are they full-time members na of the band?
Yes, yes. We agreed that this is gonna be our thing. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be doing songs every now and then. It just depends on the schedule of everyone, basically. So I'm not gonna make any promises, but I think we might be releasing our next track somewhere around Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah. All of us are members of the same band anyways. Mm-hmm. Which is a shame because there's no way that we could get like a proper band pick together,
yeah,
because we're just,
you know, kasi magkakaiwalay kayo ng lugar eh, and in some cases, for example, dun sa case ni Kenneth, magkakaiba pang time zone eh, right? So, I guess, you know, hanggang Zoom lang yung band or something. Or who knows, diba, pag ano, let's say, dumaan si Kenneth sa, ano, sa North America, why not, right? But the interesting thing here is that, you know, I guess, ito na yung example of what technology can do for musicians.
Yes,
lalo na sa mga musikero na, you know, who are in different places. I mean, look at this one, right? Breath of the Sun is basically comprised of four guys who are in different parts of the world, but you're making it work.
Yes.
And you've made it work here with your latest single. So props to you, man. Congratulations on the release.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, ayun. Now, how is the songwriting process different here with Breath of the Sun? Considering na yun nga, magkakaiba kayo ng lugar.
Well, the riffs basically were already written when I was done with the song. I just asked Kenneth to like put his solo on top. Tapos, si Ek, I told him he had creative freedom on whatever he wanted to do with the song. So he did that. He just sent me his drums, like he just recorded drums over that, and then I just got it and then just mixed and finalized everything. Yung kay JC naman, I mean, that guy, I swear to God, he's like, I don't know, not only that he's a great singer or a vocalist, his lyrics are very relatable and super spot on. And I told him he could have his own, you know, creative freedom whenever he wanted to write words. So there's that. Yeah, as you mentioned, right, the creative process and how is it different? Like, it's pretty much the same except it's done online, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gave us this opportunity to like work together, even like, you know, there's more attention to detail that you could focus on, because it's not like when you're in a studio, you're all together and writing for the first time a new song. You're going to be spending time and money and trying to, you know, make small little details work. But if you had like a pre-recorded riff that everyone can like tell which part doesn't fit where, it's easier that way. You could record in your own room, send ideas, and that's what we did. Like every dude had their own creative freedom whenever it came to their parts. Like Kenneth did whatever was good for the song, for his guitar solo. JC had the creative freedom writing words and lyrics. Yek had his own twist and flavor when it came to playing drums and not like, you know, being played by a computer. And also, I think this is like one of those things that is a result of this pandemic thing, right? I mean, this COVID, this COVID is, I don't, it's ruined a lot of lives for everyone.
Grabe. I mean, here in the Philippines, here in the motherland, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Pare, ang dami nang walang trabaho, and I feel so sorry for them kasi, you know, I mean, millions have lost their jobs here. So,
yeah.
Grabe tong epekto ng pandemic. And personally, I want to give my salutations dun sa mga tao na,
yeah,
you know, here in the Philippines, na gumagawa ng paraan to make ends meet. They're starting their own online businesses. And I'm just so happy and so glad to support all these small businesses,
yeah,
because they need it. And it shows na talagang, it shows the tenacity of the Filipino.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Filipinos are very resilient. Yep. And aside from the bad stuff that's happening, like it's ruining everyone's lives and their livelihood is being taken away from them, like businesses shutting down, et cetera, et cetera. This COVID thing, actually, I don't know if people are going to agree with me. I don't know, but I think I speak the truth. This COVID is like a huge, like, I don't know. It's like a lot of people actually took advantage of this situation and just started doing stuff online.
Yep.
Music. Like, I don't know, for the past couple of months now, there's been like, I see here on Facebook every now and then, or on YouTube, covers being done at home, mm-hmm, quarantining, online jams. I think it's a great thing. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because at least, you know, these guys are still making the most out of the situation that we're in, right?
Yes.
So they're still continuing to put out these songs.
Yes.
The problem lang is, or at least dito sa Pilipinas, I'm not sure with the situation in Canada, I can't speak for Canada, but the unfortunate thing here in the Philippines is that we have musicians, you know, show bands na umaasa sa gigs. And right now,
oh yeah,
right now, there's no gigs because there are no open bars.
Oh yeah,
that's,
yeah,
one unfortunate thing, and I feel so sorry for those guys.
Yeah.
Literal na nawalan sila ng kabuhayan. But I see so many movements, a lot of groups, pages, initiatives to help these musicians. And natutuwa ako kasi yun nga, nakikita talaga yung samahan, so to speak, yung pagtutulong-tulong,
yeah,
among musicians here in the Philippines. So sa mga grupo na yun, shout out to you guys, more power, and God bless you all. Magandang ginagawa.
Yes. Salute to everyone, especially our frontliners who are just trying to make everything better.
Yeah. Lalo na yung mga yun. Napakatapang, napaka-resilient, and grabe, saludo. Wala akong masabi, saludo.
Yes.
Okay, so now you have Breath of the Sun, and then you also have Invicted.
Mm-hmm.
And both bands are operating online, so to speak, di ba? Kasi
yes,
pasahan lang ng mga material, tapos dun kinakakabuo ng ano. Now, how do you balance working between those two bands? Because, you know, aside from time, I'm sure na iba rin yung musical style ng Invicted, iba rin yung style ng Breath of the Sun.
Yes.
And doing so would require you to shift musical mindset, so to speak, every now and then. So how do you manage that?
If I'm working on Breath of the Sun, it's only Breath of the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm working on Invicted, it's only gonna be Invicted.
Mm-hmm.
But I do take breaks in between. Like, for now, we just released our single today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be focusing more on Invicted and a lot of other pending online collaborations with our friends. Like, I got stuff lined up too. So
okay,
I have to find like a time, find time to like write, because writing and recording are two different things. Mm-hmm. Writing is just writing. Recording is another thing. It's a different beast. But for online collaborations, that's both in one. You got to record and write at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, because just I think last month I did a collaboration for this. I don't know if you can call it a band, but it's like a collective, mm-hmm, of sorts,
mm-hmm,
for different guitar players to like contribute their guitar solos. I did have a track for, I recorded like a 30 second guitar solo for the archive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took me about a week or a week and a half to write the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was pleased with the result and it's out there. Also, I have a project coming up with Michael Pimentel ng Idolator.
Wow.
He asked me to. Yeah, I know, right? Two lefties in one track. Yeah. It's
shout
a good
out
thing.
To Michael Pimentel of Idolator. You know, I met this kid a few years back and I remember na I can see na sobrang hilig niya sa music. He was so passionate. He wanted to, you know, to learn more. I think I gave him a copy of one of our material. And yun. And then from that point on, sobrang, alam mo yun, ang malayo-layo na ang narating niya. So I'm just proud of that kid. So,
yeah, I mean, si Michael kasi, he's like one of the best guitar players I've ever seen. He's so creative pagdating sa mga linya niya. He's really good with his solos. He's a good songwriter. And he's just like me, left-handed, but way better than me. So...
Ayos, Michael Pimentel, I hope you're listening, man. Props to you, man. Shout out. Ayun, it's good to know na yun nga, you're able to balance between two bands despite working remotely from Canada. And I guess yun nga, again, it's a testament to the power of technology sa panahon ngayon,
mm-hmm.
Diba? A lot can be possible with technology if you know how to harness it, if you know how to take advantage of it. So ayun, man, good luck sa mga projects, good luck sa mga releases. I'm looking forward to the future releases of your bands.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, last question before we wrap things up.
Yeah, sure.
What are some of the key lessons that you have learned over the years as a musician na pwede mong i-impart sa mga listeners natin?
It doesn't matter if you have like the most expensive recording gear in the world ever.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is if you can record right away, even though if it's like a crap phone, you always have to record your ideas wherever you are. I mean, you could be riding in a Jeep, going to school or going to work, and there's this riff in your head. You got to like record it into your phone, even though if it's just like just your mouth working like jan 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 or something like that.
Mm-mm.
You got to record that. Also, like try to work with other people, especially online. I mean, you could make a whole lot of friends online, and if they want to be willing to like work with you on a certain material, do it. It's good for growth. Also, try to learn basic recording techniques because that's how you get people's attention nowadays, is if you have a decent sounding demo. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just record the riffs that you have on your phone and simple recording setup should be fine.
Mm-hmm. What about some takeaways from your previous experience with the other bands? Like you mentioned before, right? Na as a person, you weren't as collaborative, you weren't as open. So
yes.
When it comes to working with other people, what can you advise aspiring musicians?
Be more open-minded. Even though you don't like their idea, their suggestions, you could always take that idea and put your own twist in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that if you don't like their version of it. Make your own version of a verse riff or a chorus riff. Also, be nice to your bandmates, mm-hmm. even though if they're not nice. It's going to be a win-win situation for everybody. I know that's going to be annoying, like especially for some guys. Oh, this guy annoys me, blah, 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 blah. But just try to keep it professional and just work together.
Yeah, you have to learn to get along, eh, diba? Kasi when you get along with each other, that makes the collaborative effort much, much easier.
Right. And if your bandmates can like hang out with you as friends, having a beer and having a good time, then that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But if they know how to be professional in a band, that's even better because a professional musician, I mean, not in terms of like getting paid professionally, but like the mindset of having the ethics and the work ethic of treating it as your job. And also at the same time, who could be a good friend to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing actually to have people like that in your band.
Yeah. Yung professional, pero pwede mo ring maging tropa, di ba? That's a balance that we should all strive for in our respective bands.
Yes.
Alright, so that was Richard Padua. So, again, thank you, man, for sharing your time with us. Alam kong, you know, it's already evening there in Canada, so I appreciate you taking the time to go for a chat on the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for having me here. I really did enjoy this whole podcast thing.
Same here, man. Same here. Thank you. So, bago tayo magpaalam, anything you'd like to plug?
You could check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/invicted, INVICTED. And you could follow Breath of the Sun on facebook.com/breathofthesunofficial.
All right, guys. So sa mga listeners, sundan nyo sila, Invicted, Breath of the Sun, follow them on Facebook. And watch out for their future material because there will be more coming, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So abang-abang lang kayo, guys. I can assure you na matindi to, matindi ang mga ilalabas nilang material in the coming months. Okay? So, ayun, man. Thank you very much. Thank you and nice chat.
Yes. Thank you so much, man.
And that was Richard Padua for episode number 9. Ayos na kwentuhan din yun. Okay lang ba English ko, mga idol? Okay, ayun. Sana ay marami kayong napulot sa episode na to na makakatulong sa inyong musical goals. I-share nyo naman din sa amin ang mga natutunan nyo through social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at mag-subscribe na rin kayo sa YouTube channel namin. Just search Buhay Banda Diaries, alright? So again, maraming salamat sa pakikinig at kita-kita ulit tayo sa next episode ng Buhay Banda Diaries. Peace!